A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Nun Zayin. Baba Basra 157a. Pagination is 313. We'll start from the Mishnah, about 9 lines from the top of the page. Nafal Habayis Alav Ve'al Aviv. The house fell upon him and upon his father. And this is an introduction to the concept of two people that are related to each other dying relatively simultaneously. There's obviously a difference of who died first, and that's what we're going to focus on. But relatively speaking, they died simultaneously. And it will make a very big difference to us in each one of these cases who actually died first, and we have no way of knowing that and no way of verifying that, because by the time they unearth this tragedy, both the father and the son are, lo aleinu, dead. What difference does it make to us? So in different areas of halacha, it makes a very big difference. Just by way of introduction, let's stick to our Mishnah. If the son has debts and does not have assets, so if the father died first, then the inheritance, even in the midst of the tragedy, but halachically, the inheritance would go upon the father's death to the son. And then when the son dies a few minutes later, it would go to the inheritors, the other members of the family, whoever's closest. If, however, the son died first, then when the father died, the son was no longer available. He wasn't alive in order to get the inheritance. And therefore, the debts that he has are not going to be relevant in terms of paying them up from the assets of the father. It's the son's debt, and the son died before he got assets. And therefore, it makes a very big difference who died first. You have a similar type of structure regarding a man and a child in the case of Yibum. If a man has an only child, and this tragedy occurs where the house caves in and they both end up dead, but the man left his wife, who is now having a question, is she simply an almana, her husband died and she's free to marry, or is she a yevama, because her husband died without children? It depends who died first. If the son died first, then by the time the father died, he did not have children, and the woman is obligated in Yibum or Chalitza. If, however, the father died first, at the time he died, there was a child, and at that moment, snapshot in time, she is not obligated for Yibum or Chalitza, even though the son died later, but she already, at that moment of her husband's death, went free from the marriage without any strings attached, and therefore it does make a very big difference to us who died first. Our Mishnah states, once again, Nafal Habayis Alav Al Aviv, the house caved in on him and his father. Let's skip a line. V'haysa Alav Ksubas Isha Balchov, and the son had obligations to his wife, terms of ksuba, whenever he dies, if there are assets, she collects her ksuba, and he has other debts. And here's the claim. Yarshei ha'av omrim, the relatives of the father say, ha'ben meis rishon, we could argue, we do argue, the son died first, ve'achakech meis ha'av, and then the father died, and therefore, the father's property is not going to be relevant to the son's debts. the son died before the father's property became available through the father's death. Ubalei achov omrim, but the debt people, their eyes light up. They say, wow, ha'av meis rishon, this is the way we understand what happened. The father died first, now the assets are in the hands of the person that owes us the money. Va'achakach meis haben, and then the son died, but at the moment that the father died, there were assets to the son, we have debts, and now, son alive or dead, we want to collect the debts. How do we understand this case of finance? So the Mishnah concludes with the rulings. Beishamai omrim, beishamai say yachloku. There's a division on the property because the property has equal claims, the inheritors and the debt people. And as Rashbam says it, Shtar ha'omed ligvos kigavoy dami, according to Beis Shammai, a document that's ready to be collected is as if it's collected. It's a done deal. And therefore, they are just as muchsuk, so to speak, or they are vadai chashivi. They're both with good equal claims regarding the money, and therefore they would split it. That's not how we paskin. Uveis Hillel omrim, Beis Hillel say, which is the ruling that we follow, nechosim bechezkoson. The property is in the hands of the person who's holding it. What does that mean? So Rashbam explains, bechezkas yoshei ha'av, the inheritors of the father are going to get the property, Shareihem Yoshim Vadai, because no matter how you follow the logic, they certainly are entitled to the money. They certainly have a claim on the money, either from the father or from the son. They are relatives. They're entitled to inherit. And if these debt people have a claim, let them file their claim. But it's not a definitive claim. It's a suffix. It's a doubt. Ve'ein suffix motzi midei vadai. And someone who's unsure can't take away from someone who is sure. The relatives certainly have a claim on the money. The question is, do they have to pay up the debt? The debt, it's not clear. If the son owned the money, then there is a debt to be paid. If the son never owned the money, then there's no debt to be paid. Go prove that there's a debt to be paid, and we'll pay. But until then, Nechosim b'cheskoson is the ruling of Beis Hillel. The property remains in the hands of the inheritors. Let's take a glance at Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Pei Se'if Yud Beis. Nafal Abayas Alav Ve'al Aviv. The house fell in on him and his father. Him being the person with the debts who were focused on, and the father of this person. Ve'en yadua eze mehem meis tchila, and we don't know who died first. And there was a ksuba, and there were chovos, debts. Hanechosim becheskas hayorshim. The property goes, it remains in the hands of the inheritors. Ve'en la'isha ulebal chov klum, and the people with all of the debt claims do not get money, as we explained, unless they can somehow prove that the money was indeed owned at some point by the person who owes them their money. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.